this afternoon, we obtained an arrest warrant for Alexandria Rivera, a 17-year-old student at A&M Consolidated High School, for making a terroristic threat. And this all started for us, at least, on the 20th of February, when a fellow student of Ms. Rivera approached one of the administrators at the high school, making him aware of some things that he had said, and then further went on to tell the administrator that she had posted something on social media. The administrator immediately contacted our school resource deputy assigned to that campus, and they initiated the inquiry together, and then our deputy pursued a criminal investigation, interviewed fellow students, and consulted with the district attorney's office, presented his evidence to them, and they were supporting the issuance of an arrest warrant against Mr. Rivera. And the deputy obtained it this afternoon from the JP's office and effected the arrest this afternoon and then booked her into our jail.
Anyone else under investigation in relation to this incident?
No, Bill, not this particular one. No, she's the only person that we're aware of that's involved at this time.
The news release also stated that the post took place before the shootings in Florida last week.
Yes, sir. Evidently, some utterance on her part had been ongoing over several months, but this one in particular went on to social media just as occurred here recently.
What was contained in that social media post?
The post stated she wanted to shoot up the school and that no one was safe.
I've said it once before, but I'll point out again, this came before what happened in Florida.
It did, sir.
Is there anything else that your office wants to share with listeners about the case that's resulted in this arrest today specifically, or about what's been going on locally and nationally over the last week in particular?
I think, Bill, that what I would like to say is that the sheriff's office, with regards to the College Station School District, takes these sorts of things very seriously, and in close coordination with the school administrators, we pursue them vigorously. And if they rise to the level of a criminal offense, we're going to take it that way.